Idaho may be a small wine region, but it's growing. And due to our location and our climate, we've got the resources to sustain world-class vineyards and wineries that stretch from North Idaho down to the Snake River Valley. Yesterday on the program, we talked about summer wines. So today, we thought we'd shift gears and actually talk about the ever-expanding wine industry here in the Gem State. Joining me live to talk about this is Moya Dolsby, Executive Director of the Idaho Wine Commission. Thank you for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the growing industry in Idaho. Because for years, let's be honest, people, you know, really didn't talk about Idaho wines if you didn't live in Idaho. And you kind of got a little like, what do you...
It wasn't always so positive.
It wasn't positive. Right.
Right.
What's changed over the years?
Well, I think our culture's changed as a whole. More and more people are drinking wine, and we actually have a lot of wine drinkers in Idaho, and we're seeing a lot of growth. So in 2002, there was 11 wineries, and then today there's 53. And people are asking... They're asking for it, and so we're giving it to them.
Right, we're making it.
Yes, we're making it for them, and we have 1,300 acres planted, which really is not that much in the big picture. So we need more grapes in the ground, too.
And tell me about that, because we see, you know, we talk about the Sunny Slope area outside of Caldwell, and I've been out to some of the vineyards out there. Is that where the majority of our grapes are being grown?
Yes, so the Caldwell-Marcin area is where the majority of the grapes are grown, but we're seeing more in northern Idaho as well. So I would say we have around 1,100, 1,200 acres in southern Idaho and 100 up in Lewiston, and it's only going to keep growing.
And is part of that because of our climate?
Definitely. We're very similar to eastern Washington. We have a lot of available ground that has water. I mean, and it's affordable. So people are coming up from California. They're moving over from Washington because they see the success that people are having. And they see that it's different and it's, and quite honestly, just more affordable.
And is that what makes people look into trying to put a vineyard and a winery together?
Oh, totally. Like, I was just talking to someone at Saber Idaho, and I'm like, wait, do your research first. Like, I would love for you to go and plant 300 acres, but let's make sure you plant it in the right spot.
And how critical is that? Because, I mean, even where we're located, aren't we on similar, like, latitudes as some of the really, you know, well-known
Definitely.
Wine
right.
regions?
Right. So Rioja, the Rhone Valley, that's why we're seeing such great success. But you need to, south-facing slopes, you want, that's what ideally you want to plant on, because the cold air rolls down the hill. So you're less likely to freeze, because sometimes it's farming. We could have damage some years. That's why you want to hedge your bets as best as you can. You want well-draining soils. You want the, you know, best, you know, slopes and terroir that you can get it to be had. And you plant test blocks to see what grows well.
Do you think that when we look at, you know, some place like Walla Walla, and, you know, 25 years ago, Walla Walla was not known.
No,
for
we didn't want to go
region.
There.
We didn't want to go there. My husband went to college there, and they made fun of people who, after college, stayed there to go work in the, quote, wine business.
Yeah, definitely.
And now it's a world-known area. Is that the hope of the Idaho wine industry?
Definitely. And it's going to happen, I think, sooner than we think, because people love the culture that wine brings with it. They love the hanging out with their friends. They love the nuances. And it's just a matter of time before we see that. And we're really lucky, like in Boise especially, because we have an airport. You could stay in downtown Boise. You can go and eat dinner in Eagle, and then you can go wine tasting the next day, all in Caldwell-Marcin. So the proximity is really unique, actually.
And you don't see that in a lot of areas, because when I think about Walla Walla, they don't have a big airport, even the Napa area.
Yes, you still have to drive, which is fine. We're still going to do it.
We're still going to go do it, but it makes it easier to do.
Right.
I'm speaking with Moya Dolsby, Executive Director of the Idaho Wine Commission, about the ever-expanding wine industry. You just had Savor Idaho this weekend. This is a big event for the Wine Commission. It's also Wine Month in Idaho.
Yes, it is. Go buy Idaho wine.
Go buy Idaho wine. This has been an ever-expanding event, though, Savor Idaho. You just celebrated 10 years. How did this start, and how did you get to, you know, 10 years from now having, 1,000 people at this event?
So it started because I was with the Washington Wine Commission, and when I came here, they didn't have a signature wine event. And I said, well, we need to do this, and we're going to do it outside because we live in Idaho and we can do things outside and it hopefully won't rain. And I really want, the goal was to bring the people, bring the wineries to the people. And get them to recognize, whoa, there's all these wineries in Idaho. I didn't realize that. And I'm constantly shocked by how many people don't realize that we have 53 wineries, or don't realize that there's wineries downtown Boise, or that there's wineries in Lewiston, or that there's vineyards a half an hour away from us. So that was the big goal. And the growth has been phenomenal. We started selling around 500 tickets, and now we sell 1,000. And it sold out 6 weeks in advance. The VIP sells out in hours. It's just shocking to me. I mean, I'm really excited about it, but like, really? Who are these people?
Right.
Like,
so what does this do to the economy, then, having the wine industry here, but having it continue to expand?
Right. So a few years back, we had an economic impact study done, and it found that the wine industry had $170 million economic impact.
Just in Idaho.
And that's pretty, and this was several years ago. That's a pretty big deal for such a small industry. And when I have to go to the legislature or talk to investors, having those numbers really help, because it's hard to argue with that, right?
Right.
And it's only growing and getting better.
What are some of the wines that do best in Idaho?
I think Riesling, Tempranillo, Syrah, Viognier. People ask me all the time, are we going to hang our hat on one variety? I don't know. Should we? Maybe. But when you do so many things well, isn't that great too? Like, I'm a big white wine person, like Viognier. That's what I just freaking love, my Viognier. It's awesome. We do phenomenal Viognier. It's a Rhone variety, because how it works is you need a certain number of heat degree growing days to get things to ripen, just like your tomatoes. There's different tomato plants ripen at different times. So you want shorter degree growing days for your grapes.
And people may not know that there are Idaho wineries that have won big awards within the wine industry.
Oh, definitely. We're getting written up in Wine Spectator, Wine Enthusiast, and we have had amazing media coverage as well. We were just in People Magazine. I was flipping through on my elliptical. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're in People Magazine. It's phenomenal.
And where do you think that comes from? Because I know over the years, as we talked about in the beginning of the segment, is that people did not take the Idaho wine industry seriously.
Right.
And now here we are. We are in People Magazine, of all places, as an up-and-coming wine region.
Right.
How do you go from almost being, you know, an embarrassment, for a better word, to being in a national magazine?
I think we have really good wines. I think credible wine people and experts outside of Idaho are recognizing how good the Idaho wine is, and then they're writing about it. And that's what it's taking for the Idaho locals to realize, oh, is written up in Sunset Magazine. I guess I should go taste that winery.
I guess I can try it.
Yeah, that's what we really saw, an influx with that.
I was at an event one time, and you were speaking at it, and one of the things that you said that caught my attention was that when you've gone to restaurants outside of the state, and you know, you'll ask, why don't you have an Idaho wine?
Right.
And you know, they don't have an answer. But a lot of times too, you've seen where it doesn't say Idaho, they might say Sunny Slope or
right,
something like that. And all of a sudden,
or the Snickaroo Valley AVA.
Well, right. Yeah. And because of that, it's all of a sudden
wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Where in the world does that come from?
I think people are just ignorant sometimes. I remember I was at a wine festival. I said, would you like to try an Idaho wine? The lady's like, no, I don't want to try any Idaho wine. Would you like? And I'm like, well, dang. I said, would you like to try a Snake River Valley wine? Sure. And she loved it. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. That'll work.
Okay, right. Exactly.
Yeah. What's the biggest obstacles that's facing the wine industry in Idaho?
I think right now is the fact that we need more grapes. The wineries are growing so quickly that they're having to go to Washington, Oregon, and California to supplement, which is fine for a period of time. But we really need more grapes in the ground. And it takes 3 to 5 years for a grape to mature. So if we planted today, it wouldn't bear fruit for 3 years. But their plantings are going in. There's substantial plantings going in. People are calling every day, asking me information, and I try to slow their roll. But yeah, that's the biggest barrier. And still, like, we'll still find restaurants that are not carrying Idaho wine. And it's just kind of shocking to me, and I try not to get fired up. So I tell all my friends and everybody I talk to, just ask, and then order a Diet Coke if they don't have any.
And then they might carry an Idaho wine.
Then they might.
So yeah, it's still getting our restaurants and things like that on board with it.
Right.
But then the hope of growing more grapes.
Definitely.
Well, it is an expanding industry, and I appreciate you coming in today and talking about
so much.
It. Absolutely. My guest today has been Moya Dolsby, Executive Director of the Idaho Wine Commission.